Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Monday, October 29th, 2012 here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the warp drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your commentary about what we're talking about here today. A couple of quick program notes. Thursday, Don Wiskin will be joining us to talk about health issues and Prop 37. And, of course, Claire will be with us again on Friday, as she does. Obviously, the top story right now is Hurricane Sandy, and I don't mean to trivialize what the people in the path of the storm are going through, because I've been through two hurricanes myself, and they're very, very serious. But I have to be honest, I'm getting a strong sense this is being a little overhyped about what a monster storm. They're calling it the Franken storm. And yet, when you look at it, the winds are just barely into a Category 1 hurricane, which is the lowest and smallest type of hurricane. And looking at the latest images from space, it's not a solid, massive cloud. Like if you look at earlier images of hurricanes, it's just that solid mass of white with a well-defined eye in the center. That, too, is missing here. As near as I can tell, this is a winter storm. And it's a bad winter storm, but it's a winter storm here. I have some relatives who are in the path of the storm, and I called them over the weekend, and they said basically they don't understand what the fuss is all about, because living in that part of the country, they're used to these kind of winter storms. They're expecting a lot of rain, but not much else here. So why all the corporate media on, and they are reporting absolutely nothing except this? And I have to wonder, are we being focused on this so we're not looking someplace else? Is something else about to happen that the powers that be don't want us paying attention to? Might Israel attack Iran while we're all looking at the storm? Remember back in 2008, on Election Day, is when Israel broke the ceasefire and attacked Gaza and launched Operation Cast Lead. And by the way, they are bombing Gaza right now while we're all watching the storm. Tomorrow, when the storm is actually on shore, be a good day for those dastardly Iranian hackers, registered trademark White House, to hack the banking system computers, because the Wall Street stock exchanges are shut down. People have stayed home. Offices in Washington, D.C. are shut down. How dare they strike us when we're weak, blah, 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 blah. And pardon me for being suspicious and cynical and paranoid, but even paranoids have enemies. It's also, of course, obviously a grandstanding opportunity for Obama. He's canceled an event in Florida to stay in Washington to deal with the crisis. Romney's out there saying, oh, yes, I agree, we've got to pull together as a country, and so forth and so on. So everybody's using Sandy as a soapbox. Now, an interesting little story came out, because the Labor Department is saying because of the storm and because offices are closed and they're not able to get information, that the labor report that is due out this coming Friday may be delayed a little tiny bit. And I am wondering if it might not wind up being delayed until just the day after the election. That would be awfully convenient, because the indications are it's not going to be a very good report for the incumbent government. Now, there is no question the media is hyping this storm and trying to dramatize it and build the sense of threat and dread. In fact, there's this amazingly funny video that was run on NBC. We have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and they've got Michelle Kosinski in a canoe in the floodwaters, and she's got the paddle talking about what a disaster this is. And right in the middle of her interview, somebody just walks between the canoe and the camera, and the water is barely over the top of their feet. So unless that was Jesus in those hip waders, there was no reason for Michelle to be in the canoe other than to sell this idea that this is a major, major disaster, and we must rely on the government to come in and take care of us, and so forth and so on. Now, you probably have seen on TV, they're repeating endlessly and endlessly this pier in Atlantic City that has partially collapsed. And I got an email from somebody who lives near there and says it was already damaged, and it was weak and considered unsafe, and that's why the storm brought it down. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we're supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Hurricane-ish Sandy. And as a matter of fact, CNN just showed the latest satellite view animation. There is no eye. The cyclonic system seems to be breaking apart at this point. As near as I can tell, winds in New York are reported at 15 miles an hour with gusts to 30. And so I'm sorry, but the storm is failing to live up to its hype, and I think it's being hyped as a distraction and for political purposes here. But I want to get back to the story about we have seen on all of the corporate media this section of pier in Atlantic City that collapsed, and saying it was brought down by the storm. And yes, the storm knocked it down, but the part they're not telling you, and this was briefly reported last night and then oralized off the corporate media, is the pier was already damaged before the storm showed up, and it was already weakened and considered unsafe, and they were considering knocking it down. But since it fell down during the storm, and they were trying to say, oh, see the damage and everything like this. And it underscores something I think everybody needs to keep in their mind. This part of the country gets hurricanes. they have on a regular basis, one of these storms will come in. When I was a kid in New Hampshire, we had the eye of Hurricane Donna pass right over us, which was a much more intense and powerful storm than the present situation. And so if you are a homeowner in that part of the country, or if you are a government, you prepare for these storms, you prepare to survive them. So if we see a lot of damage caused by Hurricane-ish Sandy, it's not because of the storm, it's because the infrastructure of the United States of America has been neglected for decades, because all the money is sucked up and dropped all over Wall Street to bail them out of their crimes, or spent on all these wars of conquest or given Israel. And we have seen all across the country how this neglected infrastructure comes back to haunt us when these natural disasters occur. Hurricane Katrina, all the flooding in New Orleans. Why? Because of Katrina? No, because the levees, the flood control had been neglected, and it collapsed. And so you need to keep that in mind when they're out there, you know, hyping all of the incredible amounts of damage. You know that stuff is coming. You know those storms are going to be there. Just like people in California are supposed to build to prepare to survive an earthquake, or out here in Hawaii, we have to deal with tsunamis, which we had to do over the weekend. You prepare and you build your infrastructure to survive that. And what we're seeing from Hurricane Sandy is what we get from these big winter storms. This is not an historic event, as near as I can tell. And again, I'm not meaning to trivialize, you know, what the people who are in the storm path are going to have to go through. And certainly, you should be as prepared as possible to deal with prolonged periods without electricity. Because again, that electric distribution network is part of the infrastructure that's been neglected. And whereas it might have survived this storm 10 years ago, during this storm, things are probably going to come down. So you need to be ready to deal with that whole situation. They're making a big deal, and it is a tragedy, don't get me wrong, out of this replica of the HMS Bounty, which is used as a tourism ship all along the coast. It basically runs a circuit where it'll be in these various harbors from time to time, selling rides on the Bounty. And this particular Bounty was built in 1962, actually 1960, for the remake of Mutiny on the Bounty that starred Marlon Brando. And being a movie prop ship, it was not really built or designed for heavy usage. In fact, back 12 years ago, it briefly lost its Coast Guard certification and they had to replank the hull. So this is not a sturdy, deep-water, ocean-going vessel. It's a movie prop. And I have to wonder, why was it out there at all? I speak from experience. I'm a rag setter from way back. My wife and I were married under sail off the coast of California. I've actually had the pleasure of taking the helm of the other Bounty from the Mel Gibson movie, which is down in Sydney Harbor. And I know a little bit about sailing, and I've also unfortunately had the experience of being on a sailing craft that was directed into a storm by an absolutely insane captain. But I have to wonder, you know, and they're all saying, oh, the captain was concerned about his men and his crew, and two are missing, and they abandoned the vessel and they got everybody else back on shore, which is a really good idea. But why was it at sea in the first place? With all the warnings coming along about this storm, it should have remained in port. And yes, I know it was scheduled to go down to Florida to do some tourism stuff down there, but I think the captain made a bad call here. Because especially a square-rigged ship is not something you want to have out there in a major storm. And certainly, it's not worth risking the ship and your crew to go down and sell tickets to tourists in Florida. So there may be more to the story that I don't know, but I think the captain made a mistake. Should have stayed in port. He really should have. As should have the captain that was captain of the ship where I had to go through a storm like this. And it's not fun. It is not fun. You know the old saying, sailors will tell you, seasickness won't kill you, but you'll wish you could die. And that's how bad it was. Now, anyways, I mentioned over the weekend we had our little kind of a scare where there was a major quake up in up off the shore of Canada. And it was kind of funny because initially, when the report of the quake came in, it was followed by a message from the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center saying, we're not expecting a tsunami. And so Claire and I went to bed, and all of a sudden the sirens go off, and I'm waking up and saying, what's going on? We turn on the TV, and they say there's a monster tsunami coming in, and the sirens are ringing all night. And ultimately, when it got here, we lucked out. The maximum wave height was about 3 feet. So it was a lot worse than the tsunami from the Chilean quake of 2 years ago, but a lot less than the one from Fukushima. And it is a reminder that predicting tsunamis is still very, very, very difficult because of the way these compression waves will cancel and reinforce each other as they travel through the ocean. There's the floor of the ocean can affect it, salinity, because there are some parts of the ocean more salty than others, the thermocline. It really is a guessing game, and we did luck out on that one. But they did close the beaches and harbors. There was some serious gridlock from people in the inundation zones getting out there, but we definitely dodged a bullet on this one. Now, over this last weekend, there's this very bizarre... Oh, wait, hang on. We got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? My advice to your listeners living in the Northeast in the cone of Sally, I mean, I've been through hurricanes, and I've been through the no-name storm where I had the Gulf of Mexico in my bedroom.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, I can say one thing about the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army did not care who you were. They gave you a hot cup of coffee when you were freezing. The Red Cross is out there charging you $1 for coffee. And
I've heard that about the Red Cross, yes.
But anyway, when the storm passes or when the crisis passes, don't wait for City Hall to come clean up your block. Everybody has to go out there and clean up the streets, because if you want your power on, you want your phones or your cable TV back on, you're going to have to go out there and clean up yourself. Don't wait for City Hall.
Yeah, it's going to be very slow in coming. Now, I imagine, because we are so close to the election, that Obama will, in fact, throw tremendous amounts of resources at dealing with the aftermath of Sandy, so that he can look good and say, remember how Bush dropped the ball on Katrina? And I'm sure that's a big part of why he's up there on TV already saying, I have told FEMA to be ready for the whole situation. And again, I am not trying to minimize and trivialize the problems and dangers people face from this storm. And you should be as prepared as possible to deal with this crisis and prolonged periods without electricity. But I'm getting a strong sense of oversell of the seriousness of the storm for political gain. And like I said, with that NBC video of the girl in the canoe, and then somebody just happened to walk in front of the camera, and the water is just up to the top of their shoes. Yeah, there's a lot of hype out there as well.
Well, one thing I noticed on the radar with the storm, with this Pacific cold front coming in,
yes,
I could tell it's pumping cold air into that storm, and I think that's what's caused it to break up.
Could very well be. It all depends on where the cold air comes in, at what level. If it comes in at the ocean level, it's just going to pull the plug on the whole storm. If the cold air is driven up over top, it could actually strengthen the storm.
Well, also, too, I remember back in Katrina, they don't talk about it, but the storm weakened from a puff of dry air called the Ituma Blast. You heard that?
Yes.
I mean, like I say, there's a lot of things, too. That front could just push it out to sea or just make it just die out in sea.
It looks to me like it's already breaking up. And it's just going to be a serious winter storm. But they're still throwing the word hurricane around, I think, more for political purposes. It's a serious winter storm. Don't get me wrong. It is a serious winter storm, you know, and you need to be ready for that. But again, people who live in that part of the country, they're used to this. It happens all the time. In fact, a lot of people were saying that that part of the country was overdue for a major storm because they haven't had one in a while. So, again, it is a serious storm and people need to be careful. But the treatment of this storm by the media is very sensationalized at this point, as far as I can tell.
Well, you got to look at it. Most winter storms, if it's a winter front, always has a low pressure system on the tail end of your...
Yes.
So people got to take that in consideration. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, you got... Well, remember, a major storm, whether it's a hurricane or just a winter storm, it is a low-pressure system, and that's what sucks up the water for the storm surge, you know, and brings the water on shore. And I was looking at the historical record of hurricanes, and at one point, all of Manhattan Island, all the way up to Canal Street, was flooded by a previous hurricane. And I don't think we're going to see it quite that severe here. But this stuff does happen. And if the infrastructure isn't prepared to survive this, that's not the fault of Mother Nature. That's the fault of the government, whose job it is to make sure the infrastructure is well maintained. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in response to my earlier comment about how the jobs report, which is due on Friday, may be delayed by Hurricane Sandy because the required offices are closed today and possibly tomorrow, somebody just sent in a story. Apparently, President Obama's campaign strategist David Axelrod has already come out and told people that Romney should not expect to gain anything from a bad jobs report on Friday, which confirms it's going to be a bad jobs report. And they're already trying to basically say, it's not going to have any effect on this whole situation. And now, of course, we have this story that it may simply be delayed by hurricane-ish Sandy and possibly until after the election is over or until the middle of the night on Sunday when nobody's paying attention to that whole situation. So we'll see what's going on over there. Now, I want to talk about this very bizarre story that came out over the weekend, and it has to do it began with a story regarding a lawsuit, a massive $43 trillion lawsuit against all of the U.S. banks that were involved in the mortgage-backed security fraud. And we reported on this middle of last week. And it was picked up and carried on a bunch of places, most notably on CNBC. Now, you probably remember the story where this nanny supposedly killed the two children in her care and then tried to kill herself by slashing her own throat. and everybody's saying horror of horrors, and it's a terrible tragedy. Turns out the children's father was a senior vice president and general manager of CNBC's online digital edition. And within hours of this murder of his children, CNBC pulled down their copy of the story about the $43 trillion lawsuit. Now, it's still up over at the Wall Street Journal at MarketWatch. So it appears that somebody thinks there's merit to the story. And it gets even weirder than this whole situation. First of all, the story is being reported that when the mother got home, the reason she was suspicious about what was going on is the apartment was dark. And so the idea is apparently, the official story is the nanny killed these two kids, then slashed her own throat, then turned out all the lights in the apartment. Now, as a side note, suicide by cutting one's own throat is extremely rare. It's less than 1% of suicides, and it's primarily something men will do, especially if they have military experience and they know about where the arteries and veins in the throat happen to be. For a woman to commit suicide or attempt suicide by slashing her own throat is almost unheard of. For one thing, women tend to be very socialized to value their appearance. And they tend to commit suicide with gunshot to the chest or other things that won't disturb their looks going on. And so there's this rush to judgment to say, oh, she was a kook, she was crazy, she was suffering from severe economic hardship, which is true of 299 million Americans right now. And, of course, everybody's saying she hasn't actually been charged. Police want to talk to her. And for some reason today, the doctors have decided that this nanny, who is the only surviving witness of what actually happened, must be kept in a medically induced coma. So she is sadly unable to answer any questions at all, like, hey, did you do it, and did you try and commit suicide? So this is there's just something so bogus about this whole situation. Now, oddly enough, about the same time frame, and maybe the author was afraid for the lives of his children, CNBC senior editor John Carney wrote an editorial taking the position that it doesn't really matter if there's any gold bullion at the New York Federal Reserve or if it's filled with tungsten, really, because it's all there on the paper, and therefore it is still there to be used in any reasonable way. And that nobody should come in for an audit, and nobody should come in with a hospital ultrasound, and really just go on believing. It's faith-based gold bullion is what it is. Go on believing that it's there. This is the senior editor, John Carney, over at CNBC, saying you don't need to actually see the gold, and you don't need to count it and actually test it. Now, to give you the context of what a ridiculous statement that is, during the closing days of World War II, Adolf Hitler was ordering all these German armies against the Allies. The armies didn't actually exist, other than on the paper and the plans. Or it's like, you know, the lifeboats on the Titanic, on the original blueprints, they were all really there. And so it doesn't really matter if they really exist or not, right? Just as they plow into that iceberg. So this editorial from CNBC is telling us two things. First, there's something funny going on with the gold bullion. If they're making such a ridiculous statement that you don't need to check it. And second, Wall Street understands ultimately they cannot legitimately refuse a request for an audit and purity testing from any of these sovereign nations or banks. So they're trying to come up and sell this idea that it doesn't really matter if it's it's actually gone, but it doesn't matter because here I have this piece of paper that says it's really there, which is kind of like saying we should all believe Superman really exists because 5 million comic books can't be wrong. Going to take a break for commercials. A little bit more on this when we come back. Where did the gold go?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Well, aloha, welcome back to the show, and apparently there are real pirates in the world, and they have made off with tons and tons and tons of gold bullion, because the indications are that it is no longer where it is supposed to be, and even Gerald Celendi's out there saying it's not just Germany's gold that has vanished from the Federal Reserve. And so now we're seeing this ludicrous editorial from CNBC saying it doesn't matter if the gold is really there or not. As long as it's on the bookkeeping entry, that's all you need to know. It's all gone virtual gold. It's like when they took the silver out of our coinage and gave us these gas station game token slugs. As long as we believe it's worth something, the system would go on working. And, of course, we know that our money has since been devalued. Because of that, and apparently somebody was playing the same game with the gold bullion. Oh, yes, it's on deposit here. Well, it's just gathering dust in the vault. We can take it, and we can lease it, and use it, and collateralize it, and rehypothecate it. And now it seems like it may not all be there any longer, and now we've got CNBC saying, it doesn't really matter, does it? You know, we have the number, but it does matter for a very simple reason. Tons of real gold were deposited into those vaults at the Federal Reserve. If it is no longer there, the owners of that gold, citizens of these sovereign nations and investors in these banks, they have a right to know where it went. It didn't simply vanish. It has to be someplace. It went somewhere. And more to the point, if all of these countries and banks come back to the Federal Reserve and say, we want our gold back, what will the Federal Reserve do if they don't have the real physical gold? Hand them the page out of the bookkeeping entry saying, here's your gold? I don't think those nations are going to go along with that. I don't think those nations are going to be satisfied with a little post-it note from the Federal Reserve that says, trust us, your gold is still there. Be Bernanke. Maybe that's why he's splitting right now. I mean, go tell the IRS that according to your copy of TurboTax, the autographed Tim Geithner edition, that you already paid all your taxes and that the government should trust you when you tell them that the money is already there somewhere inside the government's bookkeeping system. Think they'd go for that 1 second? And yet that's exactly what CNBC is saying to everybody who's got their gold in the New York Federal Reserve. Just trust us. It's there. Really. Honest. So the New York Federal Reserve took in tons of real gold bullion, but it appears they cannot give it all back. All they can do is print up a bunch of worthless paper notes claiming to be of the same value as the missing gold and offer those as a replacement, which is the same scam Franklin Roosevelt played on the American people when they confiscated the American people's gold in 1933 and gave it to the banks to cover a shortfall back then. And I don't think those foreign banks and countries are going to want more paper notes from the Federal Reserve because all those new paper notes are going to devalue all of the existing paper notes, including the ones already held by those banks. So it's just shifting the wealth around. It's not creating new wealth and new value out of thin air to cover the loss of gold. And speaking of Roosevelt, obviously at some point I think we can expect the U.S. government to once again outlaw private ownership of gold and order the American people to give their gold coins and gold bars and gold bullion to the banks so the banks can then sort of make good on the missing gold from the New York Federal Reserve's vaults. And, you know, and don't worry, it's not like they're going to steal it from you. They'll print up lots and lots of paper notes to give you for that gold because that's what they did the last time and then promptly devalued those paper notes. So this editorial by CNBC is desperation on the cusp of madness. The people of all nations should demand that their private central banks account for the people's gold, supposedly on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve. If the private central banks of these countries refuse, the citizens of those countries should burn those private banks to the ground, hang the bankers, and then march on the New York Federal Reserve, where I'm sure they are likely to be joined by millions of angry Americans, and demand their gold back. And if the Federal Reserve can't give it back to them, let's burn that to the ground as well and make the bankers watch from the gallows. And I know that sounds extreme, and I got a lot of emails screaming at me, probably from bankers. But what else are we going to do? We're talking about a gold heist of historic proportions. Now, the Bundesbank has already issued an official statement regarding all this confusion of where the gold bullion is and basically said, oh, we trust the Federal Reserve. We absolutely believe that they are taking responsible care of the nation's gold bullion. We don't have a need for an audit or a purity test. And so whatever has gone wrong with the gold that belongs to the people of Germany, the Bundesbank, their private central bank, is neck deep in the scam. As more and more of these layers of deception peel away from the global banking cartel, we are seeing more and more monumental crimes against the people of planet Earth perpetrated by these money junkies. I thought the mortgage-backed security fraud was the greatest fraud in financial history. Then I thought the LIBOR rigging was the greatest fraud in financial history. Now we're looking at the fact that the Federal Reserve gold vaults don't have the gold that has been placed on deposit there because the Federal Reserve just decided, well, we can use it for whatever we need. They're not going to come back and ask for any large amount of it. We can take, you know, they fractionalized it. They used it for collateral. And given the last 10 years of financial performance, it's probably gone. We don't know where it is. Maybe the most likely explanation is that large amounts of that gold were simply carved off for private ownership by the money junkies who understand the paper money system's about to collapse. Or large amounts of it were probably remelted, restruck, and sold to the consumer-level gold investor. Because if you notice, every time gold prices started to go up, somewhere, from some magical source, a huge amount of gold would get dumped on the market, more than can be accounted for by the output of the world's gold mines. But it would always show up just in time to drive the gold prices back down. And I think the most obvious example of that was when the Bank of England, under Gordon Brown, just dumped a huge amount of Britain's gold reserves on the markets. And they did it in a way to drive down gold prices. They announced ahead of time they were going to do it. Gold prices crashed, and then they actually sold the gold, which means they cheated themselves, actually the British people. They didn't get the maximum return for their gold, selling it onto the market in exchange for these other currencies. And so the goal of that massive gold sell-off by Gordon Brown wasn't to raise liquidity for the government and the people of Britain. It was obviously to crush the gold prices. And that may be a large amount of where that gold went. And then Wall Street's thinking may be, well, hey, you know, it was our gold to begin with. You know, we just sold it out there to manipulate the gold prices. Now we'll have the government order the American people to turn the gold back into us, because it's really all ours all along. And you will find that's a common attitude of all these private central bankers, that all the money really does belong to them in the first place. They're just loaning it to you. And they have the right to call it back in anytime they feel like it. That seems to be what's going on here. Now, apparently, U.S. regulators, this being an election year, are looking very seriously at banks here in the United States that continue to reduce their reserve requirements to maximize profitability. Now, what do you mean by reserve requirement? Okay, a bank has so much money on hand, and of course, it is allowed to loan out additional money based on how much it has. That's what that whole fractional reserve banking is about. If I'm a bank and somebody deposits a dollar into my bank, I can create out of thin air $8 to loan out at interest. And if you really think about it, that dollar that you deposited in my bank that you're getting maybe 1% to 2% annual return on, the bank ultimately through fractional reserve banking can make a 35% interest return on all the loans generated from that $1. That's what reserve banking is. Well, cutting the reserve requirement means allowing yourself to create more of these phantom new money out of thin air for each dollar that comes in. So instead of my taking in a dollar in deposit and being allowed to create $8 in instant money to loan out at interest, I can go up to $12 of instant money, or 30, or 100, or infinite. And the problem with that, of course, is it increases the risk to the bank from failed loans, because it increases the possibility of insolvency, which I think most of the main Wall Street banks are already insolvent. They're being propped up through bailouts, through quantitative easing 3 or quantitative easing infinity. It's just basically pouring money on there, trying to keep them afloat in this election year. But obviously, it's a failed system. Obviously, it is a failed system. Meanwhile, the FDIC has shut down a small bank in Pennsylvania to prove that they're really on top of the job. They've shut down Nova Bank, based in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. And it sort of underscores the reality that small banks get shut down. Big banks get bailouts. And it's just a reminder that all these little government agencies, they'll go after the small fry to justify their salaries and their taxpayer-funded bennies and all the authority and everything. But when it comes up to the big Wall Street corporations, they look the other way, like the SEC did with Bernie Madoff for all those years here. Now, oddly enough, and this came out of the British press, this was in The Guardian earlier today, the Obama administration reportedly mulling a tax cut to boost the take-home pay of Americans. And this, The Guardian got this from the Washington Post. So let me see if I have this right. The U.S. government helps Wall Street drive all wages and salaries in the United States down to the mere minimum, and then offers to shave off a percentage point on the taxes paid on that minimum wage, and they think this will improve the economy and cool some of the rage in the American people. Are these people in the administration really that stupid? And the answer is no, they aren't. There is no tax cut coming. It is simply another piece of propaganda for the election year to get you to think, well, maybe I'll vote for Obama because he's talking a tax cut for us ordinary working Americans. It's just more election year propaganda. Speaking of lawsuits, and there are more and more of them cranking up here, the Department of Justice has gone after Bank of America with wholesale mortgage fraud. They're using the term spectacularly brazen, which is certainly the highlight of that whole mortgage-backed security fraud that we've gone through. And basically, the complaint is filed by U.S. Attorney from Manhattan, Preet Bharara, alleges that from 2007 through 2009, Bank of America, second biggest U.S. bank by assets, or its countrywide financial subsidiary, knowingly and systematically sold toxic home loans to the government-sponsored mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Bank of America was selling fraudulent assets to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which then turned around and needed bailouts when it was all falling apart here. So it's all crooked. It's all crooked. When they talk about all this complexity of financial instruments and rehypothecation and mortgage bundling and bailouts and everything, it's done to basically present such a confusing picture of the finances of the nation to the world that you can't really sort of see what's going on behind the scenes. But if you shave all of that away, it gets all the way back to that very simple concept of the 11th marble. Any five-year-old child knows that if you put 10 marbles into a can, you can only take 10 marbles out. But bankers, private central bankers, believe they can put 10 marbles or $10 into a tin can or an economy and somehow magically get 11 marbles or $11 back out, from which we may conclude that most bankers are dumber than five-year-old children. And that's really, this is the reason our nation is drowning in debt. This is the reason all of Europe is drowning in debt. Private central banking, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt in order to use that debt to control the government and you. It's the new form of enslavement, and we all see it now. We see it as the fraud it is. It is as fraudulent a form of governance as rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And we as a civilization, as human beings, we have evolved to the point of understanding rule by divine right is complete and utter nonsense. It's just some guy in a funny robe saying, the voices in my head say we have to do this, therefore you should go do it. Or rule by slavery. We understand that is invalid. For one person to own another is completely invalid. And now we need to take that next step and understand that claiming people are in debt to a system that artificially created that debt and are obligated by it, that's also, it's just the latest in a long series of frauds by the sociopathic money junkies to rule the world for their own benefit. It is time for it to go away. Now, we're seeing more and more reports from economic experts around the world that we look to be on the edge of a new global recession because nobody can find the 11th marble. And all of this instantly created money that's being poured all over the financial centers of the world. It was a temporary patch. It was kicking the can down the road. But the can is still there, and the road is still there. And this is why they're trying to find a reason to delay that jobs report due on Friday, because it's not going to be good. Obama has played the same game with the economy that Bush did back in 2008. It looks like he might actually succeed in keeping the economy looking somewhat decent until after the election. And after that, it's all going to start coming apart here. And right now, the U.S. government's only solution for the economic problem is to go out and conquer the world and force them to go back to accepting worthless paper dollars as if they were worth their weight in gold. And the U.S. cannot win that war, especially if they go up against Russia and China here. By the way, you remember all those auto bailouts? All that taxpayer money just poured into these companies like Chrysler to revive them and was justified, we're going to create American jobs with this whole situation. Well, according to Bloomberg, Fiat, which bought Chrysler and Jeep, is going to move the production to Italy. Would we not have been better off to have not bailed out Chrysler and Jeep in the first place? I think we would have. And just a reminder, the government's whole approach to saving the economy involved taking trillions of dollars away from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks could loan it back to the American people who didn't want to borrow it. And the bankers wound up putting most of it in their pocket anyway. And even the IMF says that was the wrong approach. Had the U.S. government gone the other direction, take a couple of trillion dollars away from Wall Street and move it onto the American people, nobody would have been missing their mortgage payments. There wouldn't have been a housing crash. Everybody would be up to date on their credit card payments. There wouldn't be a credit crash. People would have gone out and bought new American-made cars. We would have had no need for auto bailouts. People would be down at the shopping malls right now buying new big-screen TVs for Christmas. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. Everything the federal government did to prop up the Wall Street money junkies was bad for the American people as a whole. They did everything 180 degrees out of what was best for the people of the nation. And even the IMF is now saying that's what happened. So they really messed up the economy. And it's not just Obama and it's not just Romney. It is the government and the Wall Street system and the Federal Reserve as a whole. It is a systemic, critical, fatal flaw. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here, and turning over to the Middle East, General Dempsey is back in Israel to meet with Ehud Barak. They're not going to tell us what's going on over there. But obviously something is being planned here. And as I said, we might actually see Israel go ahead and strike Iran while Americans are all distracted with Hurricane Sandy. And that might be another reason why it continues to be sensationalized the way it is. Now, the Palestinians are vowing to move forward with UN recognition. And, of course, Israel and the United States are saying, you can't do that. You can't just declare yourself to be a nation, forgetting that that's exactly how Israel came into being. And the U.S. is saying that if the Palestinians move forward on UN recognition, that the U.S. will cut off that very generous amount of money they send into Palestine to basically buy the politicians over there. I think it's like something like $15 or $16 or something like that. And I'm sure the other nations in the Middle East will cover that shortfall almost immediately. Israel has gone one step further. Israel's diplomats are warning that if President Mahmoud Abbas tries to upgrade Palestine's status at the United Nations, that Israel will go crazy. They're not saying what go crazy means, but considering that Israel's already bombing Gaza right now, I think that's an indication that Israel is simply going to say, if Palestine tries to upgrade its status at the UN, they're simply going to go in and kill everybody and say, ah, there's nobody to give Palestine back to, which has sort of been an attitude we've seen ever since Golda Meir was back there. Meanwhile, South Africa's ruling party has gone on record as endorsing the anti-Israel boycott, basically saying that Israel's apartheid against Palestinians and Arabs in general is far worse than what they saw in South Africa. And I know you've all seen the movies about how well the white people were living in South Africa and how just absolutely ghettoized all the black people were, and it was really an ugly situation down there. It's worse in Israel. Believe me, when it comes to apartheid, the South Africans know what they're talking about. And they're saying if apartheid is bad for South Africa, it has to be bad for Israel as well. And they're absolutely correct on that. So Israel has started bombing Gaza on a pretty much regular basis. Apparently 4 bottle rockets were fired back over the border in retaliation, but as usual, the rockets didn't hit anything. Isn't that funny how these rockets from Gaza that are cited as the justification for white phosphorus onto school children, they always seem to hit an empty lot. You know, they never hit anything of any importance like that. And they're basically, they're generous fireworks rockets is all they are. They're not guided. They don't have warheads per se. If you see where any of these things hit, it's like a scorch mark and nothing else. They're not credible military weapons. They're propaganda weapons fired by Israeli agents inside Gaza over the border to justify Israel's aggression. Okay, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back.